to the Naked Tarot Podcast with your host, Janet Boyer. Get ready to strip down with the most provocative voice in tarot.
Hello, and welcome to the Naked Tarot Podcast. I'm your host, Janet Boyer, otherwise known as the Tarot Maven. I'm the author of Back in Time Tarot, Tarot in Reverse, and the upcoming Naked Tarot, Sassy Strip Down Advice. With my artist husband, Ron Boyer, I am also the co-creator of the Snowland Deck and the Coffee Tarot. I invite you to visit my website, janetboyer.com, where you can find out all about my books, order a tarot reading, get our decks, read hundreds of reviews, and other goodies. Today, I'm going to be talking about Stop the Tarot Hate. Now, there's a very good chance that those of you who are listening to my podcast are not participants, and this is not aimed at you. But just in case there are some haters out there who aren't cutting people a break, then you might want to listen. I was talking to my friend Angie on Facebook, and she was saying how in the various tarot groups that she belongs to, she's just astonished at the hatred and vitriol that is going on in tarot groups right now. I unsubbed from tons of them last year, and I've had my fill of most tarot groups. Most of them are just awful. They're microcosms of what is going on in the greater world, and they mirror it. They mirror the violence and the violent language and the partisanship and the dogmatism that you would see in fundamentalist religion. There is such thing as tarot fundamentalism, believe it or not. There are people out there that think there is one way to read tarot. There is an end-all be-all of tarot expertise, whether it's the Golden Dawn or Crowley or whatever tradition, you know, somebody wants to cling to from the past. And these types frown on anyone who is more intuitive or cross-fertilizes the interpretations with other symbolic systems. But then there's just people who are nasty to tarot newbies who are asking basic questions and they're learning and they don't understand. And so they join these groups thinking that people are going to be helpful, you know, that, you know, these are fellow travelers, you know, who are trying to understand and apply the cards. And what they find is just a nasty mess of ignorance and meanness and cruelty and condescension. And it's a shame. I mean, online tarot groups have been, you know, a cesspool for quite some time, most of them. But my friend Angie tells me that it's getting really bad in some groups. She's considering just unsubbing from them. And I, you know, I was asking her to elaborate because, you know, like I told her, I haven't had my hand on the tarot pulse for quite some time. You know, when a new deck comes out, I'm lucky I know about it. If I don't see it on Instagram, a lot of times, or I don't hear about it in passing, I don't know about it. I don't keep track of who's releasing what book or who's releasing one deck, what, you know, which deck. I'm too busy creating and writing my own stuff. But I'm especially not cognizant of what's going in on some of these really hateful and controversial and just yucky, energied online tarot groups. And Angie was expounding on this to me on Facebook in our actually our Coffee Tarot private group for those who own the Coffee Tarot. And this is a quote from her, and I have it with her permission. Hello, Angie. And I should say that Angie is from Texas, so you'll hear some Southern colloquialism in her wisdom. Angie says that the kind of arguing and meanness and cruelty she's been seeing is, if your interpretation doesn't agree with mine, you're obviously an idiot. Geez Louise, some folks are new at this. Their ideas aren't necessarily wrong, and your ideas that are steeped in tradition aren't necessarily right. The times, they are a-changin'. Shucks, I've been reading for 50 years now, and I still learn things about the tarot that I didn't know. We need to corral some of these high horses that people are riding. I tell you, it burns my biscuits. Isn't she awesome? When I see someone get smacked down because they're new to the tarot, I'm not talking about the ones who are just interested because the cards are the flavor of the day. I'm talking about the ones who are genuinely interested in asking questions, and they get ridiculed for just asking the questions. Good gods, were you experts just emerging from the womb with all of your almighty tarot knowledge? We was all dumb once. How on earth, or any other planet, are you supposed to learn something new if you don't ask questions? I should probably quit some of the groups that I currently follow because so many of them aggravate me. And then she posted this touching quote, if you've ever seen the movie The Green Mile, based on the short story by Stephen King, and the quote from John Coffey says, "I'm tired, boss. Mostly, I'm tired of people being ugly to each other. I'm tired of all the pain I feel in here in the world every day. There's too much of it. It's like pieces of glass in my head all the time." And I couldn't have said it better, Angie, which is why I'm totally swiping what you said, with your permission, of course. And this is largely why I don't even hang around tarot people. I don't follow tarot people. It's either an incestuous, backslapping club where, you know, there's this clique and, you know, they're constantly blowing smoke up each other's ass on how great they are, this little club, or it's some of these people who dominate and or hide behind anonymous names or made up names, and or sometimes not. Sometimes they're just so brazen they'll use their own name, and they just harangue and harass people who think differently than them. And obviously these are miserable people, miserable creatures. And it's a shame that, these modern divisive political times, especially in America, but, you know, it's even elsewhere, you know, it seems to almost give permission for people to make fun of those with disabilities, to dismiss marginalized people as, you know, not really having the experience that they're having. And there's a lot of open mouths and closed ears, you know. It's just sad, you know. People's minds are closing and their mouths are yapping. Their heart chakra is not even accessible because they're too busy slumming in the lower chakras that deal with besting people or trying to be seen as, you know, part of a certain type of tribe or tradition, or, you know, they got a scarcity mindset where they feel, you know, threatened if somebody comes up with new ideas or theories. And so, you know, this podcast is just, you know, not aimed at anybody in particular, because I don't belong in, you know, to any hateful groups, thank God, not anymore. But just to say, you know, if you're ragging on people in the tarot, you know, just stop it. Because what benefit is it? You know, that's why, I don't even do tarot reviews anymore. And I always, you know, I like to see myself as from my past record, as a fair reviewer. But granted, in the past I had had a sharp tongue, and perhaps I went overboard with my criticism of a person's writing skills or artistic skills or whatever. But I was, you know, speaking from a person who was trying to give people an informed overview of a deck or book based on my opinion, because that stemmed out of living in a very rural area. This was over a decade ago when I started reviewing, and I got irritated that Eclectic Tarot would only show the pretty cards from the majors, and they would only allow, I found out later because I used to review for them and I know for a fact, they would only allow positive reviews of a deck. So, you know, I would order sight unseen these decks on Amazon because I had no New Age bookstores around here, and any bookstores that were near me didn't carry tarot decks. And I got irritated that the cards weren't matching up to what I saw online, because back then there wasn't really any tarot blogs or reviewers. Eclectic was the place you had to go. And so I got so ticked off, I thought, you know what, I'm going to start telling people my opinion on this. You know, I'm tired of spending hard-earned money on decks and they're not, you know, what has been promised, you know, or what has been championed. Same way with some books. And so, you know, my reviewing life, you know, just spurred out of just natural necessity and irritation. And over the years, I've got, you know, I got a reputation of being seen as an honest, forthright reviewer, total queen of swords. And sometimes I, you know, there are a few times I've went too far with, you know, looking back, not considering the feelings of the artist or perhaps the writer. You know, it's one thing to, you know, criticize somebody's writing or poor editing at a publisher's or what have you, you know, but It's a fine line, a delicate line, and it's just something I don't want to do anymore. You know, I got tired of the harassment and stalking for my reviews, first of all. But second of all, I just, I had no reason to review anymore because there was plenty of people out there that were doing it. And so, you know, I was confident that Tara was in the hands of, bloggers with different voices that would give a good overview, objective overview of cards for people who want decks. And so, you know, my job was done. I didn't feel need to, you know, do that anymore. I didn't feel called to it. But, you know, some of you who, you know, are in public groups and you, you know, attack tarot authors and artists, you know, I would challenge you to ask yourselves why you're doing this. And again, this is not aimed at anybody because I don't belong to any of these groups. You know, I'm just speaking in general. Perhaps, you know, based on things I've seen 5-10 years ago, but, you know, a lot of these tarot writers and artists belong to these groups and they may lurk, and perhaps you intend for them to see your hateful remarks, but I'd like to ask you, what do you hope to accomplish by criticizing them in a personal manner, not in an objective, hey, I don't like this person's art because, or it doesn't speak to me because, but actually attacking the person and, you know, becoming personal with your judgments. And I like to ask and challenge those people who do that, why? You know, why do you feel a need to do that? Are you threatened by them? Are you jealous of their success and the perceived money you think that they're making? And let me tell you, most of us tarot authors and decorators are not raking in tons of money. I'll tell you that, except for the rare few. What are you hoping to accomplish? You know, what are you afraid of? You know, how are they threatening you and your sense of worth and self-esteem? So anytime you're tempted to lash out at a tarot author or deck creator or an artist, or even a newbie who's just asking a basic question and they appear ignorant, What is your payoff? Why are you doing this? Why are you lashing out and spreading hate? And do you really think that tarot benefits from this kind of behavior? Do you think the world benefits from the behavior? And what would be even more ironic is if you're one of these people who are publicly condemning hateful political speech and political figures who are polarizing and appear nasty and uncaring, and then you're turning around doing the same thing in tarot groups. And, you know, they say that abused people sometimes end up being abusers themselves and they don't even see it. So this little podcast, not sure who it's for, but I'm just trusting that if I was led to do it, then it's going to speak to something or someone to just stop the tarot hate. Hate doesn't solve anything. It just creates hurt feelings and it shuts people's creativity down. And if that is your intent, is to shut a person down or harangue them or humiliate them or shame them to the point where they don't even want to learn tarot anymore, or they don't want to do decks anymore, or they don't want to write tarot books anymore, then I ask you, what the hell is your problem? You know, what is festering in your heart or stuck up your ass that your goal would be to try to discourage someone to the point of, you know, wrecking their career, or worse even, I don't know if it's worse than wrecking the career, but, you know, or trying to tarnish their reputations by just bullshit speculation or nasty comments. So this podcast is just dedicated to stop the tarot hate. You know, there's just too much of it. And hateful language breeds physical violence. That's where it all starts. You know, hateful thoughts result in hateful behavior and words, which ends up resulting in hateful culture and violence. You know, violence just doesn't happen out of the blue. It starts with festering thoughts and assumptions and beliefs. So, you know, I encourage any tarot people that are hating on people or criticizing newbies or ridiculing them or shaming them, that you consider that you want to be the change that you want to see in the world. You want to see change in the world, be the change. Now, of course, if you're a person who thrives on drama and conflict and you're miserable and you want to see everybody else miserable, well, then, of course, there's nothing that anyone can do to get you out of your pit. But just in case that you want to see a more loving, friendly, or open, honest, respectful world, then I would say, examine your own behavior and stop. Stop when you are tempted to give into hateful language or discouraging others, because you always have a choice. You have a choice whether or not to write a post. You have a choice whether or not to hit send. The responsibility lies at your feet. And, you know, this tit for tat, you know, there's that cliche, you know, eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And it is true. I mean, somebody has to stop somewhere. If you really want hate to stop, then let it stop with you. Don't expect other people to do it, because they won't. So it has to kind of start with you. So if you don't, you know, have anything nice to say, keep your mouth shut. And the funny thing is, I used to hear people say that, and I would just, my quadruple Scorpio with Aquarius moon would just sneer at that inside. I'm like, oh my God. And I think that could be taken to extremes too, though, you know, where, you know, you don't take a side, or you don't enter rational, respectful debate, you know, in the name of Thumper, you know, because you don't want to say anything, you know, Disney movie, that you don't want to say anything negative about or to someone. And so I'm not saying to not enter rational debate and honest feedback that's non-personal. I mean, I believe there's such thing as nonviolent communication, where you can express your opinion of a deck if you feel that strongly, or your style of a writing that you don't like and why, you know, and you provide examples of why. But when but that's different than when you start taking personal pot shots at someone and you start attacking their character or their family, or start demeaning or insulting them, rather than focusing on the work that you want to critique. Critique the work, not the person. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, not to be rational and objective and all swordsy. It's fine to be swordsy, you know, but make sure you temper that with the heart chakra and the cups. You know, make sure you temper that with temperance, that you can walk the middle path, you know, that, you know, if you have a strong opinion, share it, but don't hit below the belt. So this podcast is basically just encouraging to stop terror hate, stop hate in general. Yeah, call me a hippie, peace, love, you know, and all that. So take care. And if you're feeling discouraged by assholes, you know, hang in there. Don't let the bastards get you down. Unsub from any groups that are harmful to you, that are discouraging to you. Feel free to reach out to me if you ever need to talk, or if you ask me if any gentle groups, you know, to recommend. I recommend Exploring Tarot by Avril Price in the UK. She has a really awesome group. Our private groups for our Snowland deck and Coffee Tarot owners is always a safe, friendly, private place. If you want to buy one of our decks and get, you know, instant entrance, you know, just let me know. Or if you want entrance and you're interested in the deck but you haven't bought it yet, and you just want to come in and hang out and ask questions, you know, sure, I'll let you in. Also, trying to think of any other good groups that are helpful. Tarot is a cool group, but Paris DeBono, the owner, often posts a whole lot of crazy stuff, and it's kind of a free-for-all, but there's that group. But Exploring Tarot is a really nice, smaller, more focused group. And then there's the Tarot Guild. Not many people post in that, but they're always welcoming, and they don't tolerate harassment. So those are some groups off the top of my head that I belong to and that I would endorse publicly. So hang in there, and if you're a tarot newbie and you ever have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me and ask me anything. You will not bother me at all. That's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. It is a calling, and you know, I'd be glad to answer your questions. And just hang in there. Don't let negative people discourage you. Learn the tarot on your own terms, and if the cards have drawn you to them, then there's a reason, and stay with it, okay? Well, you guys take care, and I'll talk to you next time. This is Janet Boyer, the Naked Tarot Podcast. Visit me at janetboyer.com, and if you want to email me through there, that would be awesome. And also my Facebook page, Tarot Maven. Bye-bye for now.